it's not a sign of failed leadership. I think it's we are going through a political metamorphosis where people are exercising their constitutional inherent right to freedom of association. But just today, we had a very huge gathering of an organization called Mlako wa Lomwe. This is an organization that was started by the late President Gwazi Professor Bingu wa Mutharika, and the people came there en masse, thousands upon thousands. But also the opposition is strong. We now have almost 78 members of parliament in parliament. And I believe that we are very strong, and as DPP, we are the only hope for Malawians.
What do you make of what the president said, that all her life she's never seen a vice president and secretary general of one political party resigning within 1 week? What's happening within your party?
Well, to say that it's the first time, I don't think it's correct, because we had people like the late Nsewula, he was the vice president of Malawi National Democratic Party, MNDP, formed by the late Mangwazu. The examples are en masse, but that does not mean that the opposition is losing its strength or its hold. But to say that it's also a sign of failed leadership, I don't think it's correct. In fact, the barometer of our strength lies on the new, vibrant people who are joining the party from the grassroots. And right now, every Malawian is hoping that DPP is the only party that is very strong and is the hope of Malawians.
So you think that the president is wrong when she tells your party to put your house in order?
I don't think it's fair to say that we have a failed leadership. I don't think it's fair to say that our house is in disarray. In any case, so many members of parliament have left People's Party to join DPP, to join the opposition. We haven't said that that is a sign of failed leadership. But we thought if the members of parliament are leaving People's Party, joining DPP, in our view, it's a sign that we are strong and we are the only party that can be counted.
What do you think of the level of multi-party democracy under President Joyce Banda?
The multi-party democracy, in our view as opposition, is strong. We are only hoping that the government will not give so many incentives or will not coerce and create something that will make the opposition, mainly its members, to leave the party and join them, because mainly those that want to work with government can be a threat indeed to a multi-party democracy.
So are you suggesting that by the government, as you mentioned, giving too many incentives to opposition people, are you suggesting the current government is trying to weaken multi-party democracy?
Well, for your information, I think you know that most of the MPs, in fact, the whole People's Party, the ruling party, almost 20 ministers are members of parliament who were sponsored in parliament by the DPP. Now they are in government, and some of the people that are creating reasons for leaving various opposition parties join the ruling party are saying they want to help the government, so which is not correct, because in a multi-party democracy, the fact that an opposition party makes necessary checks and balance does not mean it's not helping government.